Today, we're talking about why disaster details are deceiving, why you need to align your business goals with the content you consume, and then why you should start posting content on social media. And I did have some DMs about this hat that I'm wearing, the Detail Groove hat. There's only a handful of hats left, but if you are interested in picking one up, you can go to propercareusa.com and snag up a hat. There's also a few other shirt designs, like the Detailers Club shirt, the Detailers Department shirt, and then obviously the all-purpose cleaner, the plastic and rubber dressing, the glass cleaner, and the car soap. You can find all that at propercareusa.com, and you can use code GROOVE10 at checkout to save 10%. Let's get started with this episode. So today, I just have the lights turned off and I have one key light here. So the how this video looks is quite different, but just roll with it. It's all good. So today we are talking about the problem with disaster details. Now, I've said this multiple times, but you know, you have to be careful with what you consume on the internet. You know, for us specifically, it's going to be detailing content, just because if you try to apply what you see on the internet, meaning social media, YouTube, TikTok, to your business, although it seems like what you see on social media is working, it might not be best applicable to your business, right? So, you know, everyone knows, and I have my notes here, which is why I'm looking down at my phone. Whenever you're watching anyone on social media, you just have to ask yourself a simple question like, is this person running a detailing business, or is this person more of a content creator, right? And neither is wrong, because I do a little bit of everything, right? But it's very important to make the distinction between, are you watching someone that does similar things to what you do in your business, or are you watching someone that's doing something completely different, right? Yes, it's detailing cars, but if you're watching a disaster detail, right, and you're trying to pick up tips and tricks on how they're doing it, it's like, well, you're going to work on it. You know, let's say I'm making up numbers here. You're charging $240 for a 4-hour interior detail, and you're watching a disaster detail that took 14 hours that the detail is actually free because they just want the content because they sell their own physical products, right? Again, I'm not saying one is right or wrong. Like, neither is right or wrong. It just, you need, as a detailer, if you're trying to run a detailing business, especially if you're just getting started and you're in the beginning phase, like, you have to understand that, like, oh, okay, like, they're using a small Bizzle Pro Heat shampoo machine that's like $110, right? And again, not that there's anything wrong with that, but like, for us, we would never use a small little Bizzle Pro Heat shampooer because it takes way too long. Like, to do any, just 5 seats, like in a regular sedan, cloth seats and floor mats, it would take so long to shampoo properly 5 seats, 4 floor mats, and throwing the carpeting in there. Like, it's going to take way too long. So the reason why we buy bigger machines, stronger machines, is because it helps us get through the cars faster, right? So if you're doing, like, if you're just starting and your budget is, you know, you have a limited budget, as most of us do, yeah, it's okay to go and purchase the $120 Bizzle Pro Heat shampooer because, you know, that's going to get you started for sure. But then it's totally different when then you think like, oh, like, that's the right way to do it, or like, that's all you need. Because if you are trying to go, you know, and it's all contextual. It's all based on where you are with your business, your goal, what you want to do, what, you know, like, this is all very contextual on you as a person and what you want to do with your business. But like, you know, for us, I had the Aquaprovec extractor for, you know, I don't know, like 3-4 years maybe, or 3 years, and it worked fantastic. But the problem with that extractor is, one, it wasn't heated. Two, which is probably the bigger part for me, is that it was only like 1.3 gallon capacity of water that you can hold. Meaning on every interior, even if it wasn't like the most craziest dirty, but on a standard, like a Corolla, just a typical average interior detail, I have to stop and refill it, you know, 2 or 3 times, depending on what I'm shampooing. And that just kills time, you know? So if you look at it with a Bizzle Pro Heat shampooer, it's like, if it's taking me 2-3 times to fill up on a 1.3 gallon size extractor, right? That's not even, you know, heated or anything. Like how many times is it going to take to refill on a Bizzle Pro Heat, right? Again, nothing wrong. Like if you're just getting started, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're doing it as a personal hobby, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like if you want to grow your business and, you know, let's say like you want to go from, you just want to run a business. You want to go to, you know, one car a day to two cars a day. You want to potentially go into from mobile to shop, or you eventually want to hire someone. Like, are you following a detailer that has gone through those steps, you know? Because if you want to go from mobile detailing to shop, right? And I'm not saying in the next six, I'm just saying at some point it's in your plans, maybe 3 years from now or 5 years from now, to go from mobile detailing to shop based. You shouldn't be listening to someone that's never had a shop or doesn't plan on getting shops, right? Again, not the detailing side of things, right? It's like the business side. How like, you know, so, like there's multiple things that you can listen to, right? But I'm trying to keep things very, very, very general here. Of like, if you want to go and hire someone, you should probably follow a detailer that's hired someone, not a detailer that has never hired someone and doesn't plan on hiring someone and doesn't want to grow in that manner, right? Not that it's wrong. It just, if your plans are like, oh man, eventually I want to offer window tints and PP, it's like, well, it's probably best you go and find a detailer that has also went from detailing to offering window tint and PPF. Oh man, I really want to do like, you know, wet sanding and corrections and like these crazy, transformations. It's like, well, it's probably best you go find detailers that do that level of work and service and not just follow detailers that focus on interior detailing, you know? So it's like align what you want to do in your business based on, you know, everything you want to do and follow the detailers that have also gone down that path, right? And it's going to be different for everyone, right? Maybe the first 6 months, the first, you know, 3 years, the door's open, so that's why you can hear the cars. Maybe the first 3 years, you know, you're following, you know, your plans are to be strictly mobile detailing. You're doing interior details and maybe some light polishing, but that's about it. And then, you know, your fourth year comes about and you're like, I really want to start doing, you know, heavier correction and coatings. And it's like, okay, well, maybe you start to consume different content from different detailers that aligns better with what you want to do in your business, right? And then, you know, call it maybe two, three years later, and you're like, oh, maybe it's time for me to hire someone. So now you start, you know, so it's like, make sure per what you want to do in your business, you're also aligning that with the content you consume, because it's very easy to think, oh, like if you see this on social media, well, then it must be right and it must be working and I should probably do that too, right? It's not always the case, you know? Like I remember many years ago, 2011, 2012, when I was looking into all the tools and products that I needed. And I remember one of the things that I was searching for and doing research on was buying a Krenzel pressure washer. I forget the exact model, but at the time, it was like the best of the best. Like if you wanted to be like a real detailer, like you would buy a Krenzel because it had a heating capability to it. It was a self-prime, meaning like you didn't need a pump to run the water, right? I think it was like $800 or like $1,000, right? And I remember like I put so much research into like, oh man, this is the best pressure washer. These are the ones that they're using. These are the ones that they recommend. It's so nice. And it has all these features and this, that. And I looked back at that and I was like, what was the point of me even thinking about purchasing an $800 or $1,000 pressure washer when over the last 5 years, I've been using a Karcher 1700 that costs $150 and it's been working absolutely fine, right? Like right now we have an AR Blue Clean 630, which is like $700, right? And it's really good, really, really powerful. You can adjust the PSI, like it's fantastic pressure washer. Like it's a big difference compared to like $150 pressure washer. But even with that being said, before I even, for a little while in the mobile van, we were using a $100 Greenworks pressure washer. Nothing fancy about that. No crazy features. You know, like it's a $100 pressure washer. But it was still in the mobile van. We were still going out and doing 2-3 cars a day, and it still got the job done, right? So if you follow and I don't want to say the wrong type of detailers, because it's not like their information is wrong, right? It's just, does it really align with what you want to do, right? So like if you're watching someone that simply does it as a passion, as a hobby, and they have the money for it, well, then they can easily build out a fancy garage, right? Like one easy example is Obsessed Garage, right? where if you look at any of his videos, like, it is top-notch quality, like, crazy custom built. It looks fantastic. Like, it's really badass. It's, like, it's awesome to see. But the downside to that is if you're doing this as a business, like, that's going to be way out of your budget in terms of, like, what you need to do to start getting customers and making money, right? Like, if you have the funds on a personal hobby for personal use, like, getting one of his custom build-outs is, like, would be insane, would be, like, so top-notch, over the level, like, awesome. But if you're doing this as a business, and most of us are going to be starting with a very limited budget, you don't need anything close to that, right? So back then, looking back in 2011, when I was looking at that Krenzel pressure washer, it's like, you know, I mean, good thing I didn't purchase that. I purchased plenty of other wrong things I didn't need. But that would have been just another thing that I purchased that was just is completely unnecessary. And that goes back to, like, I need, you know, you need to make sure you're aligning the content you consume or the details that you follow with the kind of business that you want and where you are in your business at that current time. So things will always change, right? Like, you know, if you look back, you know, back in 2014, you compared that to 2018 and you compared that to 2022. Like, those are completely different businesses, right? I mean, yes, it's the same business and it's just, it was me, right? But in terms of where I was mentally, where I was strategically, where I was with what I want to do going forward, those are three different businesses, right? So it's okay for things to change. And I'm saying detailers because, like, obviously we're detailers, but this is any content, right? Like, if you're consuming any kind of business content or marketing content or sales content or hiring or operations or, like, whatever content it is, like, make sure it aligns with what you want to do. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's a one for one, right? Like, what I say, it's like, you don't want to have the square hole mentality where, like, you don't need I'm trying to think of an easier way to say it without showing you. But anyways, you don't need to, like, your goal should be to listen to whatever content and make it and tailor it to fit what you need in your business, right? So, like I said multiple times, a lot of the things that I've learned from has been through things that aren't business related, right? Reading other books or documentaries or whatever that isn't aligned to specifically running a detailing business, but per what they say and how they did it, you're like, oh, well, actually, you know what? If I kind of take that and kind of mold it to fit this situation, and, you know, I can actually apply it like this, and, oh, that actually makes sense. Let me try that out. Like, that's how you gain more information. So if you are just getting started and you are consuming any information, like you know, whatever content, make sure it's aligned with what you want to do and where you are. Because the problem is, like, you can go down a rabbit hole thinking you're doing the right thing based on what you're consuming, but then once you actually start to implement, like, you end up somewhere completely different, right? Which is why it's important to understand, like, what do you want out of your business? Like, what do you want? Like, what is your goal with your business? And this is something you need to constantly ask yourself, because, again, if you start your business right now, you're saying, oh, well, I want to do, you know, I want to make, you know, $1,000 a month because I want extra income to go and do whatever, right? And, you know, you're running your business for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And it's like, you know, you get to year three and you're like, what am I doing this for? Right? Because your goals and plans can always change. Like, oh, you know what? Like, you know, I think I want to take this, you know, a bit more serious. And I want to be able to make, you know, $3,000 a month. And then your goals and how you get there and your metrics are going to change. So, like, what is it that you want out of your business? Because that's going to dictate literally everything. Like, what do you want out of your business? What is your ideal lifestyle, right? Because so many of us build the business, you know, we start off with the good intentions of, I want to build my own business because I want to run my own life. I want to be my own boss. I want to set my own time. Once you actually get that business running, that all goes out the window because you want as many customers, you want to make as much money. And then you just start, like, you take on whatever work, you do as much work, and then you're working, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours a day. You hardly have any days off. You're always stressing. You're never hitting your goals. You're never hitting your metrics. And then things are just like, you're just a ball of stress the entire time. So if you don't know what you want, like, you'll just aimlessly go and just do whatever you see should fit yourself. And again, this all aligns with the same thing, right? I said disaster detail because, like, that's what we all know and we see it all the time. But this is applicable, like, in literally every phase of your business and every nook and cranny of your business. Like, it's all the same thing, right? So, like, whenever you're, and, you know, business content to detailing content, those are two separate things, but it can have the same framework of, like, if you want to do wet sand and corrections and coatings and ceramic coatings, right? you need to follow a detailer, or it's best, it's in your best interest to follow detailers that, that have gone down that path, that have said, hey, yeah, I started off this and then this was my journey and this is where I am. Versus if you want to do all that and then you're following detailers that focus on like fleet washing, right? Like it doesn't align. Of course, you can follow detailers just because you like them or enjoy them. I'm not, you know, of course, like I follow plenty of detailers that were completely different, but I still follow them because they're entertaining. But for you and your goals and what you follow, like it's super important to make sure you are consuming the right kind of content, right? Again, if you're just watching content just to watch it, again, like I watch plenty of detailers where, you know, I don't necessarily aspire to be like them or do I, but they're entertaining, they're funny, like they're, you know, I like what they do in their business, so I'll just follow them. But following them and then like taking their advice and implementing it, that's something different. And then the next thing too is like, whatever you see on social media doesn't mean it's absolutely right, true, or that you can't change it in your way. Like if you see, you know, if you followed a way to do extraction or polishing or doing a headlight restoration, right? And you've seen it and that's the way you learned and you're like, that's your process because that's how you learned it. It doesn't mean you can't change it yourself, right? It doesn't mean like you can't put your own spin on it. And you know, a lot, and I'm sure there's a lot of detailers will agree with me where there's a lot of things detailers do that they don't show on social media because other detailers will find that wrong or other people will find that wrong. Me included, right? There's a lot of times where I'm like, don't show that just because like, I don't feel like getting like all these ugly comments of, not ugly, but these annoying comments of like, oh, you're doing it wrong, this, that. There's a lot of detailers that probably do a lot of things that aren't the norm because it still gets the job done. And especially in a business setting, when you're out in the field, when you're a mobile job, when you're working in a tight area, when you're working under a tree that keeps on dropping acorns and sap, or when you're out, you know, at a parking lot and it's super hot and you're working in a very narrow parking lot because the parking lot is completely filled, like you're going to have to do things differently to get the job done. And, you know, sometimes like it doesn't follow the normal practices of like, oh, step one is the wheels and tires. Step two is washing the car. So you might have to throw that process way out of whack just because given where you're working at. And that is just the truth of working in a business, you know, running a detailing business, that, you know, we start our business from like the love or passion or interest of like, oh, detailing is so satisfying. Oh, it's so satisfying, and ASMR and shiny paint and cleaning stains. But like then doing it as a business, you have to work around all the other factors that gets the job done. And look, like sometimes it's not as glamorous. Sometimes you're dealing with a difficult customer, or maybe you underquoted so badly that you're like, I don't even want to do this anymore. Or, you know, there's been so many days where I go out mobile and it's like, it's super hot. It's so humid. It's a terrible car. Like the condition of the vehicle is terrible. The parking space, the work environment that I have is not ideal. I have to skip lunch. I need to go use the restroom. I run out of water. Like, there's plenty of days where it's like, why is this really worth it? Like, is this really what I signed up for? Is this really what I want to do for the next, you know, 10 years, right? So you're going to, like, that's just the truth of running a detailing business, to where you're like, you want to just focus on like, oh, every detail is going to be so satisfying and I can do this whole long process that I saw on social media and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But like, once you're actually there and you're on a budget of both time and money, it's like you can't do it all. Like you have to be able to understand like, okay, I need to do what's going to work for me to get the results in the given time that I have and the given budget that I have. So let me look. I just went on a complete rant. Let me look at my notes here. So next thing too is if you like, and this is just gonna be a quick subject for detailers. So and I've said this a few times already now, where especially moving like over the last 2-3 years and moving forward, most detailers are going to be content creators, right? Like most businesses, not even most businesses, like most people now, not like literally everyone, but like people that like actively use Instagram, like turn into or TikTok, turn into like some kind of content creator, right? So most businesses are content creators, right? So like as detailers, like I highly encourage you guys to create content, right? And the thing with the disaster details is they get a ton of views, right? They like those probably get, no, not those probably get, those for sure get the most views of any kind of detailing related content. Whether it's a how-to, the disaster details get way more views. Whether it's a product review, the disaster details get way more views. So if you want to create content like that, there's like nothing stopping you from doing that. Like if you want to become a content creator, I highly encourage you guys to start creating content, right? Whether it, like, you don't have to go and buy a new camera or new whatever, new mic, literally just start creating content with what you have now. Whether it is to get more customers in your area, whether it is to build an audience of other detailers where you share what you do, whether you just want to share what you like, what you're working on and the satisfying details that you're doing, start creating content because like so many people, not just detailers, so many businesses are becoming content creators, right? Like it's just going to keep on getting bigger and bigger. And again, I'm not saying you have to go and create this massive audience or you have to take it super serious and you have to post once a day and do this and do that. It's like, no, but like if it's something that's of interest to you, if it's something of interest to you, if it's something that you want to do, but you're kind of worried that, oh, but there's so many other detailers now creating content, or no, well, everyone has so much more experience than I do. Don't worry about that. Create content, because the best thing about detailing, well, and this is true for any service business, is that we have unlimited content to create, because every car we work on is new content that we can create, right? Like if you get a car that's, you know, interior, exterior detail, you can create so much content from that one vehicle. And if your business, well, it doesn't matter, but like if you get at a minimum 3 cars a week, that's almost like that's already unlimited content you can create. Again, I'm not saying anything specific of like, oh, well, you know, you have to be a master of this, or you have to go and sales this, or you have to go do like, no, but if you're interested in creating content, I highly recommend you create content, because from now and as the world moves forward and businesses start to grow and brand, whatever, like there's only going to be more and more content creators. There's going to be more people posting content, creating content. And if that's something you want to do, if you find it of interest, I highly recommend you do it. So, okay, I'll go ahead and end it right there. Just want to kind of briefly talk to you on this one. Let me know what you think in the comment section down below, and I'll see you on the next one.